It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. Wow, I can't believe it's been 370 podcasts since I started this thing. I remember when I started, I thought I would never even see 50, let alone 100, and now into the 300s. And oh my gosh, I've learned so much, and I've been thinking a ton about some of the changing things that are happening. And I just want to kind of reach out, first of all, and talk about a couple of different things. Regarding podcasting, if you have not started publishing, podcasting for me is probably one of the easiest and best ways of doing it. That and Facebook Live. I'm not a real big writer, and so for me, audio and video are super easy. Allows me just to kind of get my thoughts out there. The key, though, I've been reading Russell's Traffic Secrets book as we're getting close to submitting it to the editor, and talking about the different platforms and the importance of publishing has just become so prevalent in my mind. I think right now that no matter what you are doing, if you have a physical product, an information product, if you have no product, if you're just getting started, there's nothing that is more valuable right now than documenting the journey and of publishing on a regular basis. I'm on a streak to make sure I publish at least 100 days in a row. I'm hopefully going to make it to 365. That's kind of the goal here. Some of my publishing now is being done on Facebook. Others, I'm doing a lot on Instagram stories and then podcasting for sure. But as I take a look back over 370 different podcasts, I want to tell you a couple of different things in case you might be considering using podcasting as your platform. One of the main things I've learned is the importance of the title. And as I take a look over all these podcasts, the titles that have gotten the greatest results have typically been podcasts that either have a number in them or they start with how to. For some reason, those are the ones that people have been most inclined to click on, to listen and subscribe. The other thing is I was talking with Russell the other day about this whole platform and podcasting. Podcasting is a unique platform because it's not a way, you can't really drive a whole bunch of traffic to your podcast. It's funny, you know, people go out and they'll have people do fake reviews and fake ratings and everything else. What happens if you take a look at podcasting and why podcasting is such a valuable opportunity is the majority of the people who actually listen to podcasts. So you'll find that the way that you actually find out about someone else's podcast is it's usually through a referral, unlike other means where you can buy traffic. And so most people will typically have only about 6 to 8 podcasts that they subscribe to, but the way they end up subscribing to someone else's podcast is someone else refers them. So one of the things I'm going to ask here and towards the end is if you were liking this podcast, please, please recommend it to other people. That I found is probably the easiest and best way to grow any podcast is more so than the rating and reviews is actually asking people to go out and subscribe or listen to it. The other thing is Russell was doing some research on podcasting for Traffic Secrets book, found that 45% of the people who listen to podcasts typically have household incomes of over $250,000. My only reason in saying that is, one, if your income isn't over $250,000, it's probably a great way of getting there is by listening to podcasts. And two, if you're publishing and podcasting, some of your very best clients are actually going to come from people who, some of your highest buyers will typically be from your podcasting. So my main reason in mentioning this to you is I want to make sure that as you start looking at the opportunity for podcasting, that you really identify a topic, that you identify how you want to do it. I've toyed around with it two different ways. I started this podcast off primarily just as an interview. And I think it's probably the easiest way for anybody who's trying to get started in podcasting is to do an interview because you don't have to come up with the content. You just have to come up with the questions and you literally can start bringing people on, asking them for it, providing content and things. One of the other things I found is as I've started, I should go back and look, but I think I was into the hundreds before I ever even did my own episode. And a lot of that was because I just didn't think anyone really cared to hear from me personally. And then I went through this long streak where I did almost the majority of them. And I started realizing that my podcasts were slipping in listeners. And I thought, oh my gosh, maybe they don't like me. So I had this huge, crazy emotional thing of, oh my gosh, is it me? Is it my podcast? Is it the content? And what I've realized is for a lot of podcasts, the key is the content and the time, the duration, the length. I listen to podcasts, and I typically do it when I'm working out or when I'm driving. And so I have, my drive is super short. It's only like 5 minutes to the office. But when I'm working out, it's about 30 minutes. And I typically will get anywhere from 2 to 3 podcasts in, because most of the podcasts I listen to are about 20 to 30 minutes in length. At 2x speed, I can usually get 2 or 3 of them in a 30-minute cardio session or anything else I might be doing. The reason for podcasting, one of the things you'll find is you actually have the opportunity of getting people when they're the least distracted. The thing about podcasting is you can't be doing other things on your phone when you're listening to a podcast. And typically when people are listening to them, it's in their more intimate times. Again, as I mentioned, when I'm driving or when I'm working out or when I'm doing other things that I have the opportunity to focus more on. So podcast listeners are some of the best listeners you're going to find out there. And I highly recommend that you start podcasting. The other thing that I've learned is in doing your own, it's super critical. I'm trying to do more and more. You're going to see a transition here in about 2 or 3 weeks. And I'll tell you about that in just a second. But the idea here is you need to find your own voice. And I think that's probably the key to podcasting. That's why if you're nervous when you're first getting started, definitely go out and bring other people on, interview them. It's a great way of doing it. The other thing is, as you start experimenting with finding your voice and documenting your journey, you're going to find that you're going to suck at first. I know I still struggle with it myself. But I remember listening to or talking with Steve and Russell, and Steve basically told Russell, gosh, you really didn't find your voice, and your first 50 or 60 podcasts really weren't that good. It wasn't until you found your voice. And so I highly recommend that you start publishing on a regular basis just so you can go out and you can find your voice. Now, when it comes to titles, the actual title of a podcast, what I found recently is most podcasts need to be about 25 to 27 characters. 29 is like the 75% of the most successful podcasts have less than 29 characters in their titles. So the reason for that is it allows you to really drill down deep into what you're trying to say. And a lot of that is because of what shows up on people's iPhones when they're scrolling through it or wherever else they might be listening. There's only so many characters that you actually get on the title slide there. So pay attention to that piece. When you're looking at the actual, what you're going to call your podcast, I started this off as ClickFunnels Radio. And then we had a social media manager on our team, Michelle, and she said, you know, Dave, it actually would be better if it was Funnel Hacker Radio because it would help us grow the community more. Well, we were doing some research recently. John came in the office, and we were looking at trying to make some changes to the podcast and really bringing other people on. And obviously, ClickFunnels has, you know, 3-to-1 name recognition over Funnel Hacker. So you're going to see this podcast probably change, I think, the first week of October, and we're going to go back to the ClickFunnels Radio. And in doing that, we're going to have 2 episodes a week. And again, for those of you guys who are considering how much you should publish, I find that 2 episodes a week seems to be the magic number for me. It seems to be the same for Russell, Steve, a lot of others. 2 seems to be the amount of content that your listeners can consume on a pretty frequent basis. And in addition to that, it allows you the opportunity of staying on top of it. The key here is obviously being consistent. For me, we're going to go to ClickFunnels Radio, and that'll start in October. And what you're going to find is I'm going to do 1 episode as far as things I'm learning, what I'm growing, what I'm finding myself. The other episode will be somebody else. And as you have the opportunity of reading Russell's Traffic Secrets book, it's not going to come out until May of next year. So I'm going to tell you some of the different things that we're going to release bits and pieces as we go. But one of the things you need to understand is the importance of Dream 100. And really, the great thing about a podcast is you have access to your Dream 100 so much easier and so much faster than you would ever imagine. So we're actually going to be changing some of the interviews. In the past, I did a lot of interviews where it was more along the lines of successful people inside of our ClickFunnels community. We're still going to have those, but we're actually going to be using ClickFunnels Radio as a way of growing our Dream 100 and bringing on some of the bigger names that you guys may have heard of that we haven't brought on in the past. But we're going to be doing this for a couple of reasons. One is it's a way in which I have the opportunity of growing the ClickFunnels Radio podcast. We then will buy traffic to their audience and basically advertise that they were on the ClickFunnels Radio in hopes of getting additional people on. more subscribers and things. The other thing about it is I want to make sure we're providing a huge opportunity and value to our Dream 100 to be able to connect with you guys. Because it's by the time we release Traffic Secrets, we're going to go on a massive, massive podcast campaign. Russell will probably be doing somewhere between 60 and 200 different podcasts of our Dream 100, making sure that we literally take over the internet. And podcasting is a great opportunity and a platform to be able to do that. I know with Dean, he did, I think, 67 or almost 70 different podcasts prior to the launch of Mastermind.com. And again, it all went out. The nice thing about it is these can be scheduled and go out at the same time, so everybody hears about it about that same period of time, last week of April, first week of May. So for us, using ClickFunnels Radio is going to be a way we are able to build our Dream 100. I highly recommend for you guys to do the exact same thing. If you want to reach out to people, that's probably one of the best ways. Another way with as far as being able to grow your podcast is by being on other people's podcasts. Jordan Harbinger, after he kind of got kicked out of his Art of Charm podcast, the way he created the Jordan Harbinger podcast was by going on a ton of other podcasts, and people always ask, so how do people get a hold of you? What's the best way for them connecting with you? Well, for him, the best way was to basically promote his podcast. So I probably will be going out to other people who already have podcasts. So if you're listening to this and you have a podcast, I'm going to be doing two podcasts a week. And if you've got listeners that my voice and message would connect with, by all means, reach out to my assistant, Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y, at clickfunnels.com, and she'll schedule that. But again, it's probably going to be a way for me to grow my audience as well. So as kind of a takeaways here, I highly recommend you definitely publish on a regular basis. In addition to publishing on a regular basis, podcasting is by far probably the fastest, easiest way of doing it. And if you're going to grow it, realize that podcast listeners listen to podcasts. So get on other people's podcasts, bring people onto your podcast, document the process. Titles and headlines, typically with the how-tos, less than 29 characters, seem to be the fastest way of getting people on. But with that said, have an amazing time. I thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me that anything I say actually gets listened to. I'm shocked, but I appreciate it a ton. And if you wouldn't mind, if you could share this with other people who are listening to podcasts, that'll help me grow our message and get the ClickFunnels message out to the world. So thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you guys soon. And if you haven't already got your ticket to Funnel Hacking Live, please go to funnelhackinglive.com. Nothing's more fun for me than to be at live events and see people and have them come up and say, hey, I loved your podcast, or I talked to you here, or I'm here because of your podcast. So anyways, go get your ticket, funnelhackinglive.com. And if you know of anybody who wants to listen to a great podcast and you feel that this is an awesome one, please recommend it. Thanks. We'll talk soon. All right. Hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.